That's right. Nobody messes with the samurai.
Wavy band, you so wavy.
Give me something I can really play.
Baker Young.
Yeah, y'all, a big shout out to my friend Ben at Wavy Bands there in Dallas, Texas. They sent me the track, and so I added my bass line and I did some guitar work on there for him. And so for all of you out there that are looking for some beats to go along with your material, you hip-hop artists out there, give him a call at Wavy Bands, wavybands.com there in Dallas. He's very, very good at what he does. And so I was happy that he reached out to me and asked me to collaborate with him. As a matter of fact, he actually sampled some of my music and he flipped it, man. And I was amazed at what he did with it. Good job, Ben, with that, with my samples. And I hope to looking forward to working with him in the future, Lord willing. But I just had to plug him on today so that way for all of you out there listening, if you really need some very tight beats, very well put together, he's solid at what he does. And so I want to go to this next song, When I Pull Up, by a young man that I had the opportunity to work with. It's Terrence Watson. That's his name, y'all. Okay, y'all work with me. Hey, man, that's Terrence Watson. And so he's out of the Lou over there, the St. Louis area. So I had an opportunity to work with him. He sent me the track that he was working on. And, of course, I did the bass line. I did some guitar work on here for him. So I had a blast working with him on this one, y'all. When I Pull Up, here it goes, y'all. Check this out.
When I pull up, when I pull up, when I pull up, I pull up, there is no worries with God by my side. Devil be loving and got above me, but never lived in the trap. Raised in the church, put in work, giving back, that's facts. No matter what I go through, trials, tribulation, fasting, praying, tough situations, you still will be the way through. How can I not trust a guy like you? Willing to wait until it's prayed through. Times I ran out of plans, get paid every 2 weeks. Struggling to make ends meet. To find out a few prayers a day keeps the enemy away. One drugs me like a fake friend would do. But get strict to fight, never losing strength. Win it on this mission I'm choosing. Last time I checked, I got that faithful cover face. Not the liability, the realest I ever knew. Father to the fatherless, hope to the hopeless. Nothing you can't do. Sometimes it's just me and you. Going 0 to 100 real quick. There is no worries. With God by my side.
Before I make moves, I don't gossip, that ain't cool. That I'm still alive, I'm a walking blessing. I speak the truth and they can't stand it. They want me to turn my fire down. Back to the prayer room for another round. I'm like a sniper, another demon down. My future's bright, I can see it now. I keep running like a meat grinder. They still hating cause I keep shining. I keep mobbing for Christ. They know when I'm pulling up, coming with Christ. Yeah, Holy Spirit in my DNA. The anointing flowing through my DNA. I've been processing the secret place. I'm set apart to be set ablaze. My fire scorching up demon faces. The last demon got cremated. The last demon got cremated. I'm set apart to be set ablaze. My fire scorching up demon faces. The last demon got cremated. The last demon got cremated.
There is no worries. With God by my side.
Brother Terrence Watson from the Lou, y'all, all the way from St. Louis, man. Like I said, I had a blast working on that project. Now, the next one here is called I'm Free, man. You know, and that's by me. And, of course, you know, it's just a testimony, you know, telling about the goodness of God in my life and where he brought me from, you know, and not being the individual, the person that I used to be, but who I am now. You know what I'm saying? Walking in the light of God. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of us, man, you know, we came from something. We came from somewhere, you know, from a dark place or a place that had us in bondage, you know. But because of his goodness, because of his mercy, because of his precious son, Jesus Christ, that gave his life for us, man, I'm living a new life now, man. I'm free. Yeah, man, for sure. That's on the strength, y'all. So I'm going to spin this one right here, man. I'm free. Y'all check this one out right here.
Used to hang out on street corners at night, rocking block parties, breakdancing under street lights, railing on bomb beats since the age of 16, smooth guitar riffs, creating music motifs to make your mind trip. Somehow I knew that life wasn't for me, caught up in the secular world, trying to create my own destiny. Mama said only what you do for the Lord will last, to give up sin and follow his path. His path, his way, is Jesus Christ. When all is wrong, he sure enough could make it right. But I rebelled, I refused to walk in the light. I wanted money and fame, running wild in the fast lane. Kept running to brick walls and dead ends, going nowhere quick. Getting caught up in sin after sin, believing in the latest church trends, thinking how this was I was going to win.
I'm free,
but I found out different, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last.
I'm free,
I'm free now, I'm free
you
now.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, free at last. One day I came to my senses, looked at myself, and I said, man, what is this? This ain't how it's supposed to be. I need to resist the devil. He'll flee from me. Jesus saved me and changed my heart, renewed my mind. I gotta thank the Lord, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I know he did it for me. In darkness no longer, I walk in the light. The Lord is my master, and he's so right, so holy, so just, so sovereign, so good. He keeps his promise like he said he would. Now I make the music, he gives it to me. To God be the glory as I tell my story. This is my testimony, keeping it real, and this ain't nothing phony.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, y'all. Free at last, free at last. Nobody loves me the way he does. God is the one I can truly trust. Although I step through crews, manage to produce truths, I keep God first to remain true. Holy Ghost upon me, I give the devil a shakedown. A spiritual beat down, pound for pound, round for round. A spiritual throwdown. And no, no, son, I ain't playing around. I pray in the Holy Ghost without ceasing. All praise to Jesus.
When
the sun set free, it's free indeed. Yeah, y'all, cause he did it for
you
me. Yeah.
Me the night.
Free at last, free at last. I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Woo!
You saved me from the night.
Free at last, free at last, I'm free at last, I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Woo! Yeah.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last.
Yeah.
Free at from last, the night.
Free at last.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm free. You saved me from the night.
Free at last. Free at last. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
I'm free.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord, y'all.
You saved me from the night.
Free at last. Free at last. I'm free at last. I'm free at last, y'all.
Free.
Yeah.
Whom the Son set free is free indeed, and that is me. Yeah, man, I'm so grateful to God for saving my life, man, because let me tell you something. I know I'm not the only one, but, you know, a lot of us, man, had some ways, man, that was just totally messed up. Ain't that right? But you know what? All glory be to God. All praise to God, man. We are here by his grace and his mercy. And I'm so thankful for his love and for his compassion for me. And I know I'm not the only one that has a testimony about God's goodness, man. You know what I'm saying? So lay back and reflect on his goodness. You know what I'm saying? Because he is good. He is good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the next song is coming up. And I'm so happy to spin this one. This is a good friend of mine, The Minister. And you can check him out at TheMinister.com. And this brother here is doing some marvelous work, doing some dynamic kingdom work there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, y'all. Oh, yeah, man. This brother here is solid in his work for the Lord. And so he and I have been talking, man, for a while now. And so I'm chomping at the bit, y'all. I'm really, really chomping at the bit to get on one of his projects and vice versa. So this song here, man, I listened to it. I gravitated toward it, man, right off the bat. And, you know, this song here is called I Love the Lord. Simply, I Love the Lord. Y'all check this out, man. I know y'all gonna love it. Here it goes.
It's a hurting feeling knowing you just barely made it. The devil, yeah, he hated it. Sometimes I hate it too. You told me to be truthful when I'm talking to you. I tried all the ways and days didn't get no better. Winter's real cold, your boy ain't got no sweater. If nothing is the prize, I'm just gonna close my eyes. I'm tired of all the lies and all the sad goodbyes. I'm chubby, ain't got no muscle, got lost in the struggle. Survival was the hustle. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, no draft, no NFL you. The system, you'll fail you. Gotta do what you gotta do just to make it through. My daddy gave me that watch, they beat me out my socks. Jesus said, watch, I'll meet you at the top. Your life may be in pieces, body with diseases. Yes, his name is Jesus, and yeah, I know you need this. Anywhere but you, my body. Greater is the gift. The load is all been lifted. And I don't need no fifth, no chick or tight lips. I'm swinging from the hip, ain't afraid to say I care. And I can tell you nothing if I ain't first been there. It all gets greater later, and you won't catch the vapors. You still gon' have some haters, but we'll cover that later. Forget the limelight, you keep your mind tight. No matter what they say, it's okay, I. You might lose the battle, but he gon' win the war. The rain started to pour, he said I'll close the door. Listen, slow your road, he got this in control. The woman had the issues and she was made whole. Just keep them in your soul, they can't hang, they got a fold. The struggle was useful though, and kept you on your toes.
I
Yeah, y'all, that composition right there is smoking, man. Bruh, you did it, man. I mean, I give you props on this one, man. I love the arrangement. I love what he's doing with the accompaniment instruments and the vocal work. And it all just comes together, man. I got to give you props on this one, my brother, you know. And so, man, y'all going to be in for a treat when I get him on this show for an interview. And so I just had to introduce him to you all worldwide, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm going to be working out a date with him. And when I get him ready to come on, I'm going to be letting y'all know, man, because I want y'all to hear this brother for yourself, you know what I'm saying, and hear his testimony, and you can hear about what he's doing over there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what he's doing in the community. This brother's very active in his community, man. I give him much props for that, you know. So he's doing some solid kingdom work in the community, doing solid kingdom work with his music ministry, man. I applaud you, my brother. So yeah, man, I'm ready to get you on the show, man, so that way I can talk with you, and so that way you can tell everybody, you can tell everybody, bruh, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. And I just want to let everybody know out there briefly that you can catch me live. Lee Austin Gullisil Music, The Vault, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we come back again at 10 o'clock Central Time. And then 11 o'clock Eastern Time for Church Quake, the after party. Yeah, man, with my co-host, Miss Inez. Y'all come and join in with us. And so, you know, I wanted to do this platform because there are so many independent musicians and artists that don't have a platform to introduce what they do. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of folk out there doing kingdom work, and I applaud y'all. And so I just want to be able to be a blessing to someone else out there that's doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, man, much props to y'all. Y'all keep moving. Be encouraged, man. Keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord, man. Yeah, man, that's right on right there. That's solid. So, y'all, I'm going to move on to the next artist I have on today. And I'm proud that she's part of the Gullah Soul family. This is Shia. Young lady all the way from Amite, Louisiana. I went over there to do a recording with her a couple of times, and to be as young as she was at the time when she wrote this particular piece, dealing with a very sensitive issue that affects us all. Every ethnic group, every person in some way has been affected by some form of abuse. And I believe she did this piece when she was about maybe 16 years old when she did this piece. And so for her to take on such a task to deal with a very sensitive issue, I applaud her greatly, because she really did a fantastic job in writing this lyric. Sid and Sabrina, y'all, check this out.
Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like their life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Story time, once upon a time there was a kid. In the story we gon' name the young girl. Said she was a pretty and smart little youngin'. She had a bad attitude and friends that supported. But Sydney's mom was a druggie. She'd do anything just to get a little money. One time she sold Sid for a temporary fix.
Her dad tried to save her, now the grave is where he lives. Sit would tell her mom no, here comes the verbal abuse. Her mama said her go, she doesn't know what to do. Now all she knows is the ruin of this mentally. Like her mother taught her, she hurts the stability. In other words, Sydney was a bully. She was mad and sick, dedicated to being pushy. She prayed on the fair descent to make them weaker. And her new victim was the new girl, Sabrina. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurt. Sabrina's going through depression, all of the above. That was an abusive drunk, her mother never showed her love. And to add on to that, her brother died last month. Now to put the icing on the cake, she questioning her worth. She seems so happy with a mask on the outside. Behind that fake smile is so much pain she can't describe. She's constantly thinking everything is a fault, blaming herself for all the pain that her father caused. This made Satan proud, she gives a round of applause. Her dad tells her, everything is a fault. You know the norm, the blaming the victim. The if you would've never did that, I would not have hit you. But that's just a phrase predators normalize. We know they just want their actions justified. Hand that just hurted Sabrina a bit. Now it's time that we go and check up on Sid. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Sid and Sabrina finally met after a while. They was becoming good friends, loving each other's style. Months passed, now they basically best friends. Sabrina's thinking that the friendship is genuine, but no, whole time Sydney had a purpose. She wanted Sabrina to feel the same when she was hurting. Sid thinks Sabrina's perfect and she got it made. That's the reason why she want the girl to go through pain. And this is what we call judging a book by its cover. And soon Sydney's true intentions will be discovered. Time goes by and Sid starts becoming distant. She mentally beat Sabrina down at his assistant. Home has gotten worse for Sabrina in an instant. Sid being a bully, Sabrina questions existing. The pain has gotten worse and now she's suicidal. She looked to make her choices, either death or the Bible. Generational curses passing down to the youngest of persons. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting. Bloodline tainted within addictive purpose. Got the youngest feeling like they life ain't worth it. This is an issue that needs help, it's urgent. It's causing generations to continue hurting.
Yes, y'all, this song is so true because this is what a lot of people are dealing with or have dealt with. And so, you know, the song is true in a sense that the artist paints a picture for us to see abuse hurts and it destroys lives, it destroys families. And so when she's talking about the generational curse, meaning that if one grows up in an environment and they see someone in their family being abusive, and you know, a lot of times, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of people repeat the cycle because of what has been done to them. And because of no healing, you know, and we have to realize God is the only one that can heal us, to help us to break that cycle. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's just so many things that abuse does to families and to individuals, because if we're not careful, man, we'll continue to carry those things within us. And so, you know, we know that through the power of God and his healing power, he can give us spiritual healing He can heal our minds. He can heal our souls. And so this is what the artist Shia is painting for us. And when I say painting, it's just as if an artist that uses paints will use a blank canvas and to paint their ideas, what's going on inside of their minds and their hearts and their souls, and then gives the one that's viewing the painting the vision. Wow, man. Shia, thank you for this vision that you have given us on this particular piece, because this is such a very sensitive and important subject matter that we deal with in our time. And so just know that God has the power to heal us physically, mentally, and spiritually. We have to let go and let God do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So be encouraged today. You don't have to be in bondage. God is still performing miracles today, right now. I'm a living witness, y'all. And I know I'm not the only one. So I just want to encourage you today, man. Just let the power of God just overtake you. And then you'll find yourself living a whole much better life, man. You know what I'm saying? A life with peace, a life with joy. For real, not just saying it, but actually living a life with his peace and with his love. Yeah, man, that's on the strength right there. And so I'm going to move on to this next piece. And it's a simple song I came up with. It's called The Color of Music. How many of you out there know that we're all colored people? Yeah, man, we are. White, brown, yellow, whatever, man. We're all colored people, man, and we've got to get along. You know what I'm saying? We have got to get along, and you know, we got to start looking at one another with the eyes of God. You know what I'm saying? Not seeing a color. You know what I'm saying? And you know, seeing a soul, a brother, a sister. So this piece here is very simple. And I just thought I'd play this on this particular segment of The Vault with these gospel hip-hop artists, man, inspirational artists, you know, doing their hip-hop genre. I just want to say quickly that the minister, as a matter of fact, he came up with his brand of gospel hip-hop. He calls it Hope Hop. And I thought that was a unique spin on that, man. Yeah, so like I said, I'm not going to give away too much tonight about him, man. I'm going to let him come on and tell his story. So y'all just stay tuned in for that. The Color of Music. You know, we all colored people. And somehow, man, we got to find a way to make this thing better. That's word, man. That's some strength. No matter what color you are, you're my brother, you're my sister.
On the black hand side.
Yeah. Y'all gonna feel me on this one. Just love one another, man.
Give me fire on the white hand side.
Yeah, you're my brother. You're my sister too, man. That's real.
Give me fire on the brown hand side.
Give me power on the side that's brown. Yeah, you're my brothers, you're my sisters.
Give me fire on the black hand side.
We're all colored people, man. Let's open up our eyes, let's open up our minds and see this thing.
Give me fire on the white hand side.
Love. We need more love in the hearts of the people, man.
Give me fire on the brown hand side.
We need more love in the hearts of man. And that's real.
Give me fire on the black hand side.
You know, we search all over, man, all over, trying to find that peace, trying
Give
to find
me
that
fire
joy.
On the white hand side.
One thing I've learned, man, that once you receive the love of God in
Give
you,
Give me fire on the brown hand side.
Man, you got to love, man, you got to love. Ain't no doubt about it.
Give me fire,
man,
on the black hand side.
Receive the joy of the Lord, man, in your life. Man, I'm telling you.
Give me fire on the
good feeling. Oh yeah, man. So let's get back to loving again. Come on, y'all.
Give me five on the brown hand side.
Give me power on the side that's brown. Yeah, that's how we do it. You my brother.
Give me five on the black hand side.
Yeah. My sisters, my brothers. Yeah.
Give me five on the white hand side.
Yeah, man. You my brother. You're my sister too. Yeah, man.
Give me five on the brown hand side.
Man, we got to love one another. Once we begin to love one another,
give me five on the black hand side.
And all this negativity, man, and all this stuff that's going on right now, we can kill that noise, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Give me five on the white hand side.
We're all colored people, man. We got to find a way, man, to love
give
one another.
Give me five on the brown hand side.
That's right. Give me power on the side that's brown. Yeah.
Give me five on the black hand side.
Yeah. My brothers, my sisters, we got the love, man.
Give me five on the white hand side.
We can improve the whole condition of this world, man. But we've got to love for real, man. Not just say it, but we got
give
to show action on that.
Give me five on the brown hand side. Give me five on the black hand side. Give me five on the white hand side. Give me five on the brown hand side.
Yeah, 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 man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Showing some love, you know what I'm saying? Showing that love to one another. That's what we need to get back to. Yeah, man, we got to get back to loving again. Yeah, so we can get back to living again. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, next time, man, you see somebody, man, you know, show them some love. Show them that brotherly love. Show them that love like a sister. Show them the love of God in you. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's all good. This next piece. It was performed by a good friend of mine, brother, you know, is no longer with us, man. This is Kenny Freeman, KB Free M-O-G. And I had the greatest time working with this brother on this particular song. It's called My Soul Is Calling. And, you know, I played bass for him with his band. And so, you know, and I had a blast doing that as well. And I just felt like, you know, within me, man, I gotta keep his legacy going. You know what I'm saying? Because this brother, oh man, you're talking about a dynamic producer, musician, songwriter, all of that, man. He did a lot of kingdom work, man. I know personally, man. I watched his walk, you know what I'm saying? So it's something, man, when you work with someone and, you know, and it's encouraging when they actually speak life into you. That's very encouraging. I remember when I started many, many, many years ago, man. I mean, I'm talking well over 20 plus years or better, man. And that's when we were rocking cassette tapes back then. And he talked to me one day. He said, Lee, he said, hey, man, if nobody else plays your cassettes, man, you play them. And, man, that was profound. It really is, man. And I still remember that to this day. You know, so it's that gave me a shot in the arm, if you would, man. It gave me a booster right there to keep moving, to keep making movement because, you know, I've had my bumps in the road. I've had many, many bumps in the road. I know I'm not the only one. But, you know, when God places someone in your life to speak life into your soul, man, let me tell you, that's a blessing. So I want to spend this one for y'all, man. Much love to you, Kenny. My Soul Is Calling. KB Free M-O-G.
Oh, yeah. Leslie Austin, introducing the anointed melodic sounds of KB Free MOG. Yes, y'all, KB Free is on your radio dial. So for all of you bumping this jam in your ride, go ahead and turn it up and let everybody know that KB Free MOG is ready to minister the word of God. For those of you in your houses, go ahead and turn it up a notch. And let your neighbors know KB Free MOG is ready to minister the word of God. So everybody, get yourselves in a spirit of praise and worship to receive the word of God.
Can't you hear me calling? Catch me, I'm falling. I'm doing all that I can to hold on to you. Lord, I give my life. I put it all in your hands. Your wishes is my greatest command. You are so special to me in every way. I got to be in your company every day. That's why I reach your word and I pray. Lord, come unto me, not tomorrow, but today.
It's calling for you. Don't you know my soul?
My soul.
I'm working hard every day, but I still find time for fasting. Jesus, I dedicate my whole life to you. Just want any man, just won't do. I need you to hold me very close, more than been told so many, many times that the blessing's on the way.
Yeah. So what is the trouble? I know you're tired of pain and the struggle. He be there in the double. When you're worried about it, he's the one that you should call on. Fall on your knees and dawn and pray. Lift your eyes up to Jesus Christ and he'll make your day. I'm telling you this because I know from a young kid growing up, being brought up in church and God telling you what's up about that realness off in here. When you're off in them streets, gone and pick up a Bible and read that verse and listen to the preach.
So,
hey, y'all, this is Lee Austin taking your calls. Call a one, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what you think about this song.
Hey, this is Tiffany from New York. I think this song is off the hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I feel you, Tiffany. Hey, call a two, holler at your boy one time. Let me know what's happening out there. What you think about this?
Yeah, this is your boy Ray Ray from H-Town. KB Free, you off the hook, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ray Ray. Hey, man, I'm feeling you, bro. Hey, caller number three, holler at me.
Hi, this is Allison, and I'm from Philly. I think this boy is off the chain.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely feel you. I can definitely feel you on that. Caller number four, holler at me.
Yeah, man, this is your boy Kevin from California. I want you to know, KB Free, you're going to the top, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can definitely believe that. I can definitely believe that. Hey, y'all, peace. We out, all right? Love you.
Yeah, man, that was My Soul Is Calling. I still call this one of my classics, man. I'm telling you, I've produced and worked with so many artists in my lifetime thus far. And I had a blast, man. I had a great time working with him on this particular piece, man. He asked me to help produce this track for him, and so I was very I was very happy, man. I mean, honored to produce this track for him, and so, man, it came out
to be a classic, man. Still a classic. KB Free MOG, bro. Yeah, man. You may not be here with us here, man, but I tell you, man, you'll always be, man, in my heart, bro. And I'm just thankful for the time that God allowed me to work with you, man, and talk with you and hang out with you, man. So, yeah, man, your legacy is moving. You know what I'm saying? It's still moving, bro. Yeah, so this next individual I'm going to play, he's actually my mentor, man. I mean, I've been knowing this brother here for well over 40 years. I'm talking way, way, way back. And this is Brother Kelvin Hall, man. And so he asked me to produce this album for him. And he's a dynamic songwriter, dynamic music producer as well. I mean, and arrangements and everything. And so it was a indeed an honor, I have to say, man, to produce my mentor. Yeah, man, for real. So it's like, you know, I've studied others like Mozart, Beethoven, Johann Stamitz, Curtis Mayfield, and people that have been following me for a while. You've heard me often talk about him on many of my radio interviews if you've been following me for quite some time. But it's special when you know someone around the way. And this brother is right here, from here, homegrown, right here in Brazoria County. And he wrote this piece called Bleeding Brothers, man. And, you know, that's another dynamic that we deal with in our society. And so, man, this song really moves me. And this is a classic, I tell you, man. This is a classic. So I had to bring this to the vault to let y'all hear this one. This message is so right. It is so for right now. It is. This message is still relevant right now. And so I wanted to keep this message alive. And so that's why I brought it to the vault, because I want y'all to hear it. This is Brother Kelvin Hall, man. My brother, my God brother, my mentor. Yeah, man. Here it goes, y'all.
To the hip hop beat. Well,
let me tell you
about Jesus Christ. He will come in and change your life. But you need to do this right here.
Stop right now.
You'll
save today.
Shed your blood.
Only believe.
Oh.
You don't have to shed no more blood.
Only
listen,
brother.
Believe.
Bleeding brothers, you left home. Look at you. You grab your gun.
Oh.
And out the door you go.
Mad at the world.
You won't folks, it's so sad. You landed in jail. You got caught dealing dope. But I got some advice for you, brother. Listen.
Stop right now. It's a dead end road.
Lord have mercy.
God is able
to save your soul.
To save your soul.
Listen to me. Jesus shed his blood one day. Out on a tree.
You don't have to shed your blood.
Just believe.
Only believe.
Stop shooting one another.
You don't have to shed.
And give your life to Jesus.
Only
cause he's ready right now. All of my brothers in
you
the street. Got a dream to make it big one day. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says He'll save you soon. Oh, oh, my brothers, my brothers, my brothers, my brothers. Listen to me, my brother. Listen to me, my brother. You left the projects, and now you think you're sweeter than honey. Bleeding brothers, looking for fame, success, and a whole lot of money. Bleeding brothers, but forgot to tell you that this world is a mean place. Bleeding brothers, can't make it, my brother, without his amazing grace. Look at you. Got you a 9mm and all the guns that you can find. Bleeding brother. But on this road you take, my brother, you forgot to read the sign. Bleeding brother. Wearing a hat on your head, round your neck. Look at you. You got on your gold. Bleeding brother. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Bleeding brother. Before you throw in the towel and give your life away, you gotta face the situation, brother. Bleeding brother. And you gotta look your problem in the face and say, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? And God will. God will.
Yes, yes, man. Wow, man, you talking about a message in that song. You know, like I said before, man, the song is so relevant because of the time that we're living in these days, man. So I'm glad to be a part of this particular project with him. And so I'm looking forward to interviewing him as well. I've talked to him already about it. He's very busy doing kingdom work, man. I'm on the road ministering the word and spreading the gospel, and so I'm looking forward to him one day being able to come in the vault with me, and so that way y'all can hear his testimony, y'all can hear what's on his mind, and y'all can hear what's on his heart. So I want to thank y'all for spending time with me in the vault today. Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault, man. Yeah, that's it right there. And for those of you out there that you need some help in an area as far as with your music ministry, give me a holler. Let me know. You can reach me at my email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. That's leealston1970.la@gmail.com. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to numberonemusic.com/Lee Austin. It'll take you right there. And you can also check me out on YouTube. I have a music channel on YouTube, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. Yeah, I'm, you know, doing some videos, I'm in recording sessions, out on the fishing bank, or I'm doing this, doing that. I just want to share some of what I'm doing with you all. So you go in and check it out sometime, see what's going on. And so I want to give a big shout out to Brenda Moss over at blogtalkradio.com. Let's jazz it up. And I have to plug her, man, because she gave me a platform when nobody else did. And so I'm thankful and for that. So for all of you artists out there, you're also looking for a platform for what you do. She's awesome at what she does, man. I highly recommend Brenda Moss at Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Authors, poets, musicians, artist, man, she does it all. So, you know, and so I just wanted to
give her a plug on this program on tonight. You've been with me here in the vault at Soul Power Radio. Yeah, Soul Power Radio, y'all. So I thank y'all for tuning in, hanging out with me. And until next time, God bless y'all. Y'all take care. Be safe.